May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, December 30th, 2023. And today I'll be giving my wrap-up review of 2023 and preview of 2024. So first, I think I'll touch on my solstice and Christmas letter and then my newsletter on the full moon a few days ago when I discussed Aquarian sensibilities for sensitive souls. And as far as the cosmic weather today, the sun is now in cardinal earth sign Capricorn, the moon is in fire sign Leo, and trine both Mars and Mercury in fire sign Sagittarius. So this cardinal fire sign Aries will be bringing a lot of fire to the earthly table today, hopefully without scorching the earth or anyone thereon. I get kind of intense sometimes. I don't want to freak anybody out, but that goes with the territory. So I'll be going into these three different newsletters over since the last show. And the first one, I think, is going to be on the Christmas solstice celebration, my yearly newsletter to family and friends. I'm just going to touch on that. But that's, you know, I go on a 2-week cycle here from show to show, and my last newsletter was back, you know, on the solstice, and I do that a newsletter every year for family and friends for solstice and Christmas. I keep it kind of general because you get the full gauntlet of spirituality on my list, and so I wax poetic at times. I did a little poem regarding the solstice with James Fly. Actually, he sent me a poem. I reworked it and we published it together. It's called Solstice, with S-O-U-L in solstice. And it goes, quote, "The shortest day of light and one of longest night, as we see the light returning, keep the heart fires burning, and come together the closest as we celebrate winter solstice." So James Fly initiated that. I worked on it, cleaned it up, and published it, and he was happy with it. So kind of co-created that poem. So anyway, this Christmas newsletter began with this. Actually, up at the top was a music video, and it was really nice music list, playlist of a Bach song, Bach for Christmas, a musical celebration. And it was more than an hour's worth of music, and it was a beautiful superlative Ave Maria at 18 minutes 35 seconds. And then for so some people on the list love the classical music. I do personally, you know, at Christmas time. And this is the kind of newsletter with that music video playlist at the top that you can get it going and listen to it as you read the rest of the newsletter until you get to my Cosmic Sense of Humor video, which was some outrageous satire of Klaus Schwab. And it's 4-minute video. It's outrageous funny, but it's serious satire. I mean, it's outrageous satire. And I put an alert on his picture in that video. Again, some of you, in the notes, I've got, the show notes, I've got, some links and information, that that include, you know, these three newsletters that you can pull up in another window. If you're on a computer, you can do this. And while you're listening to the podcast, you can pause the podcast at any time. And since I'm going through the narrative of these three newsletters, then you can actually watch a video, or read an article that I provide linked, you know, in the content that I'm reading from. And so I provide those links in the notes, the show notes. And so those who are familiar with my show, you realize that I do this. So you can have a multimedia show. You can customize your media show, pausing the podcast and watching videos and reading articles. And so I thought I'd mention that. This is pretty much the way I've been formatting my shows. So again, people can customize it. There's actually some people that they are on my newsletter list. And when they receive these, some people just read the cartoons or watch the humorous, the videos, the satires. Some of them, some outrageous humor of the week that I try to include in these newsletters. And I've got a kind of a out-of-the-box metaphysical perspective on things that some people appreciate. Other people don't. For example, in this newsletter, it goes on to say that, back on January 1st, I dubbed this year the 2023 Mainstream Awakening. And this includes 57 newsletters that are archived at the link I just mentioned. I actually provide that at the top of my newsletters, a link to the archive page, 2023 Mainstream Awakening. And so this has been the year. I mean, this has been an amazing year of great awakening indeed. So where it's all going is well known to those who have read Mainstream Awakening this year. Synopsis of this vision, virtue, valor, and the victory is at the Great Christ Mass Awakening, which is an article that's published in Natural Life News. You can read about, it's formatted well and it has links. And there's quite a story there, the Great Christ Mass Awakening. So that's kind of meme of the year, theme and meme, however you want to say it. And basically, this year for me, it's been a wonderful year, a wonderful life, wonderful year. I had a great reunion with siblings in Seattle and an inspirational Mount Shasta spiritual retreat. And I've been able to reinvent myself as a writer and publisher of Lots of Love as a Solution to Systemic Global Crisis, which I also publish as a reality check, since if it ain't broke, why fix it? So I go into my newsletters, storying around quite often, how bad things are, how good things can be. And it's a mixed bag. It's like black and white photography. If you don't have a good exposure and development of the negative of the problems, half the solution is a good definition of a good of the problem. And then you can, in photography, if you got a good negative properly exposed and developed, then you can get a good positive print, properly exposed and developed. So that's what I'm doing. I'm exposing and developing revelations of the week with my newsletter. And the show, I like to do a review of what I've published and just kind of give an oral orientation. And again, I go into not only how good things can be, blueprint for a golden age, what golden age healthcare will look like, golden age telecommerce, the TLC dimension of tele, T-E-L-E, conscience, social conscience and our social networks, what that looks like, how that works. And again, half the solution is definition of a good problem. So this has been the year with Great Awakening, where I've basically bust the bubble of the big lie that is so big and so bold and so often told people believe it. So I've been busting through the matrix mania, and I've been busting the banksters, the medical mafia, the media matrix, the Zionist madness, and the World Economic Forum PSYOP. And I still try to keep my sense of humor, which is why I published this Christmas 4-minute video. It's an outrageous satire called Klaus Schwab Presents Vax Mass Hits of 2023. And there is some, when I say outrageous humor in this, there are people on the list. I'm telling you, I know when I've got, I'm really over the target, where I'm really, you know, I'm basically nailing the issue of what's been going on as far as exposing the big lie and the whole truth. When I do a video like this with humor and satire, and I'll have more people respond saying, this is great, I love this, and more people responding by saying, this is outrageous, take me off your list. I mean, that's when I know I really, you know, I'm over the target, you know, so to speak. And the expression is, as the bombardiers used to say, they know they're over the target when they get a lot of flack. But again, some people will love videos like this with Klaus Schwab, and it's called Vax Mass Hits 2023. Again, it's outrageous satire, but there's a very poignant ending with Julian Assange. You know, free Julian Assange, that whole message. And some other social commentary for those who follow my news list on a regular basis. And there's several thousand people doing this that are on my email list. And again, anyone can subscribe just by sending me an email at mcn.net. That's HEART, one word, heartcom, HEARTcom, at mcn.net. And I'll put you on my email list and give you updates on a regular basis. So I'm going to wrap up that Christmas solstice newsletter. It was a short message, you know, short and sweet. You know, people are busy, holiday time of the year. I thought I'd, when I found this video, this was the best satire of the year, in my opinion. I mean, you know, it's for this 4-minute video with Klaus Schwab Presents Vaxmas Hits of 2023. And I hope you enjoy that. Appreciate that. And a lot of really amazing graphics, infographics, cartoonish graphics with artificial intelligence, putting Klaus Schwab's face on different characters singing. It's just a hoot. So anyway, enough of that. I'm going to go to the next newsletter, which I did about, about a week ago? Yeah, it's called The Sensitive Soul and Aquarian Sensibilities, The Heart and Soul of Light and Love. And again, these articles are being published on Substack. I switched over to publishing on Substack this last year. I really like it. It's been working out really well. And so you can go, anyone can go to Substack, you can actually search me out, Christopher Rudy on Substack, and it'll come up. But this article has lots of infographics, some great humor, and I'm trying to get tune into the energy when I published this. And the energy was a full moon back on December 26th. This was the day after Christmas. The full moon was in Pisces. The energies of Pisces are very deep. It's the deepest of all the mystical signs. Rivers of Pisces run deep. And it's a very sensitive sign, so I thought I would do an article on the sensitive soul and Aquarian sensibilities, the heart and soul of light and love, Aquarian light and love. And so I have an infographic at the top saying, breaking news, major outbreak of peace and love. And that's just kind of the keynote with sensitive souls are feeling it already. They're there. You know, the whole spirit of 2023 mainstream awakening. regular readers are well aware by now regarding the quantum science and the quantum reality behind a quantum frequency shift that is initiating Aquarian Age quantum a Aquarian Age quantum shift. The big shift I've been writing about for years is that's coming. We're there. It's happening. Shift happens. That's S-H-I-F-T. Shift happens. So many sensitive souls are already there as far as the prevailing awareness of kindness, resonating with the source field's heart-coherent gold standard. Now, the unified source field, some people refer to that as the Akashic record of basically in the quantum field, the field, the source field, the quantum field. There is a standard, which is, you know, the heart coherence. It's a frequency. It's a standard in the unified field, which is actually the golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when it's the frequency of holy compassion, loving kindness. And that is an actual frequency, which is like the coherence factor, the glue that holds the quantum universe together. It is actually the frequency of love, holy compassion, at a very high level. A high level in terms of the order of the universe, the fractal order of the holographic universe. I talk about the golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when it is in the frequency of holy compassion. I'm going to go into more on the heart and the wisdom of the heart and how wisdom is sourced from the heart, not the mind, but from the heart. And it is a field. It's a quant. It's an energy field. And especially the new article I just published today, I'm going to go into that with a video that is just amazing. But anyway, I'm talking about sensitizing the soul to Aquarian sensibilities. You know, the Aquarian dispensation, the Aquarian frequencies of a community, communication, we the people, unity and diversity, the language of basically light, when I say light and love, the language of consciousness, the light of consciousness, the language of the angels, which is heart coherence, and the law of the angles, which is geometrically ordered divinity, the frame of reference for universal cosmic law. So I'm referring to the creative ascent process, the capstone creative ascent process, CAP, conscience, that, which is not a mystery when known. I mean, just as it's just an experience of and for conscious evolution revelations. And this is a process, this creative ascent process, that defines and refines quantum shifts from deep state dystopia to high state utopia. The big shift. It's happening. It's happened to some people more than others. Some people are still stuck in negativity, S-I-N, stuck in a negativity. And there's one word that frees all the weight and pain in life, and that word is love. That's according to a quote by Sophocles. Love is the key, always has been. God is love, etc. So the higher the concept of cosmic universal love, you know, as a frame of reference for the first principles of cosmic law, then the greater is the result by way of the whole holistic and otherwise holy spirit of universal love in action. Cosmic love, universal love, law of the angles, language of the angels. This is the big shift from the great awakening to the great enlightenment, as is accelerated with information tools and processes that will organize all information in formation with new standards for information's ecology that recycles general knowledge with the ordained power of love for generating wisdom of the crowd, and upgraded freedom of assembly with global telecom and global telecare. So I provide links on global telecom and global telecare. If you're not familiar with that, there'll be in the show notes more information on that, because we're talking about golden age models for holistic healing from the alpha to the omega. The alpha would be global telecom for upgrading self-governing processes, God, government, God, love, government, and global telecare for global holistic healing, healthcare with a higher standard of TLC as far as information, well-informed choice, free online self-care database services for the analysis, management, and prevention of all disease. So, excuse me. So we're talking about the big shift from cosmic love awakening to 5D quantum enlightenment. And there's a joy factor here, which is the frequency. Again, we're talking about the Aquarian frequency shift. And I love this quote by Abraham. Abraham is a voice on the internet, which is a channeled voice. And anyway, it's a great quote, and it's true. And it says, I quote, "I like knowing that my job is joy. And then when I find joy in each and every moment, I also find freedom and abundance, because joy and freedom and abundance are all the same vibration," unquote. So heaven knows that a fervent prayer of pure intention and focused attention on love retention for conscious ascension is not seldom the prelude prepping of the revelation, divine direction with full spectrum comprehension. So I love the quote by Fred Rogers. Remember Fred Rogers? You know, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And he says that, quote, "Knowing that we can be loved exactly as we are gives us all the best opportunity for growing into the healthiest of people." Fred Rogers, what a guy. And I'm finishing up this, and this is relatively short. I'm about to go into the preview, 2024 keynote address I just published today. And I'm finishing up by saying, with this post, Aquarian Sensibilities, that keep the faith, you know, the higher power has rules. Again, law of the angels, language of the angels. See the good, wisdom of the heart. You know, heart coherence is the key to mind congruence, whereby we make it so. You know, love rules. God, love, source, I am rules. So I want to, there's a little infographic that I finished up by saying, I thank all the free spirits, out-of-the-box thinkers, and nonconformists. You make this world a fun place to live, and it's nice to know I'm not alone. So these are two relatively short posts. The one I'm going into now is, well, it's my wrap-up for the year, basically. And it's nice that my show is right before New Year's Day, because this is like a review of 2023, a preview of 2024. And the theme is, you know, basically quantum quickening, global evolution, revolution, revelations. And so the great mainstream awakening of 2023 has been prelude and preparation for, and I got a banner for the new year. I'm going to have it on all my newsletters going out on Substack. And basically it says, you know, from tragedy to triumph, the 2024 quantum quickening. Call it Q squared, quantum quickening, a reflection of universal love in the global mind. So I'm setting the matrix, thought form of the year, you know, quantum quickening, you know, the product is a process. And if you think that mass awakening was fast and furious in 2023, brace yourself for 2024. Quantum leap. Deep shift happens. Deep shift happens. Shift, S-H-I-F-T, happens. So that's the introduction to this wrap up for the year, prognostication for 2024. I'm going to be talking about a preview of 2024, a thought form process of the year, with an inspirational message. And I'm going to, you know, that's, I always say that at the top, you can skip to the bottom for the really good stuff. If you, you know, if that's where you want to go. A lot of people, again, like I say, when they get my newsletter, they just interested in the cartoons or the humor, the satire, or whatever. Some people just scan it, and there's if there's an article or video they want to watch, that's what they do. I began this one, kind of the keynote for the year transition from 2023-2024, with a quote from Saint Germain, who says in this quote, it's a great image of him in the clouds, and underneath of it is this quote, "Attention is the key, for where man's attention goes, there goes his energy, and he himself can only follow." That's a quote by Saint Germain. That's like what you think about, you bring about. Energy flows where attention goes. So I added that it is pure intention that focuses attention with love retention for conscious ascension in a dimension of full spectrum comprehension. So that is kind of the keynote process for self-elevation as salvation. And think about it, folks, from that perspective, a solution to all of our problems. I mean, we're talking about, I'm flashing forward and we're going to flash back now. So think about this. For more than 100 years in this flashback, consider that the robber barons who now identify as philanthropists have robbed the public of clean energy technology. You know, Tesla's energy, free energy technology from 100 years ago has been suppressed. He had cars running on free energy. He had homes. He had, you know, he had wireless power. And it was suppressed by the monopolists, which the robber barons who now identify as, they call themselves philanthropists. Because basically they take our money and give us back a little and say, you know, you've been gifted. But they've robbed the public of not only clean energy technology, but usury-free currency. And drug-free holistic healthcare. They've robbed us of usury-free currency and drug-free holistic health. Because the whole allopathic medical system is drugs for whatever ails you. They've robbed us of drug-free holistic health. And now they're robbing us of the capability for representation by way of upgrade of our five core constitutional freedoms. Now, I have a link on that. An upgrade of five core constitutional freedoms. And my experience with that goes back 50 years now. Actually, it's 49 years ago that I gave a presentation to 10 agencies of the federal government on Capitol Hill in the Science and Astronautics Chamber of the Rayburn Building regarding a bicentennial solution for the bicentennial era. This was a three-day future summit of World Future Society Committee for the Future. I gave the keynote address because I lectured at Buckminster Fuller's World Game Studies Workshop that summer. And I was tapped to give this address in the fall of 74 regarding these 10 agencies of federal government and how they were looking to the bicentennial era from 76 to 89, ratification of the Constitution, that 13 years, and how we were going to celebrate revolution. And there's a link in an article that if ever that was, there was never more possible to do that, an upgrade of our core freedom of speech, assembly, petition, government, then with the internet technology capabilities now. And I go into that with a link in an article on upgrade of five core constitutional freedoms. So my point is that mass awakening to this reality and upgrade of our core constitutional freedoms worldwide, this went mainstream globally, this mass awakening in 2023, thanks to our new net reality with the global internet, you know, internet connectivity of an instant everywhere and interactive global village nature. In other words, we've come into unity, you know, real community in principle with this instant everywhere interactive, you know, global village capability. You know, so in principle, we already have a community, global village, in principle. I mean, we're all connected, instant, everywhere, interactive connection with the internet. But the divisive dialectic, that divide and conquer dystopian devolution of our unity, of community, of unity and diversity, you know, the E Pluribus Unum on the Great Seal of the United States, that's been disrupted by monopolistic forces that profit from disease, war, and virtually hell on earth in practice, in reality. I mean, if you follow the money, where's the big money? They're making a killing indirectly by causing disease and war and then treating disease and war. So it's like, I've talked about that for years. This has been the year where this has really been exposed, and people are awakening to this reality. So it is serious. And there's an infographic at this point, which is quoting the Tao Te Ching, the Tao, that says, when you really pay attention, everything is your teacher. It's like when you really pay attention, you know, the pure intention of really paying attention, you have with fully present, prescient attention, you know, love retention, consciousness ascension, you know, then everything is your teacher. You see the universal meaning in everything. The man of God sees God in all man. He sees the geometrically ordered divinity throughout the universe. He sees the order. He sees, you know, an ordered mind sees order in the world. And when that order is aligned with the fractal order of the holographic universe, you know, the holy whole, then God vision of virtue and valor for the victory of self and civilization becomes self-evident. Everything is your teacher. You know, you basically, life is for learning. I mean, that's the only thing we're taking with us past this life is that which we learn in this life. So when you really pay attention, everything is your teacher. Now, I like this quote by Ernest Hemingway, and I included this because I'm going into this understanding that, as he said, quote, the first panacea for a mismanaged nation is inflation of the currency, and the second is war. So I'm going to repeat that. The first panacea, you know, solution for a, you know, mismanaged nation is, you know, inflation of the currency, and the second is war. Now, this is not a good solution, but this is when a nation is being mismanaged, this is what they do. They talk about the solution being, or the panacea being, inflation of the currency, and then the second thing you see is war. Both bring a temporary prosperity, and both bring permanent ruin. Both are the refuge of political and economic opportunists. In other words, the sociopath and the psychopaths, the power elite, power trippers, they see the opportunity for political and economic advantage for making a killing, indirectly causing and treating, you know, disease, war, you know, hell on earth. And so, you know, most global citizens, global netizens, you know, on the internet, they now realize that creation and management of disease and war is a racket for profit and control. You know, I mean, calling a spade a spade. This is the Great Awakening of 2023. People are realizing that there are the power trips of the power elite are making a killing indirectly, you know, creating and managing disease and war, and it's a racket for profit and control. So you got the medical industrial complex that now rivals the military industrial complex, and both are making a killing on us, you know, united sovereigns of Earth. And then you've got the censorship industrial complex. That's a protection racket for all the killing, with malintent to keep us all stupid. Now, here's the clincher. We live in a time when intelligent people are being silenced so that stupid people won't be offended. I mean, this is how nuts it is. This is, you know, This is what we're transitioning from. Now, 2024, we're looking at a quickening. People are, you know, again, waking up, wising up, rising up, becoming more conscious of how they are conscious. And I love this quote by Julian Assange. Julian Assange said, "Every time we witness an injustice and do not act, we train our character to be passive, passive in its presence, and thereby eventually lose all ability to defend ourselves and those we love." When you witness an injustice and do not act, we lose the ability to defend not only ourselves, but those we love. I mean, look what's going on in Gaza right now. We're talking about open genocide. The whole world is watching the massacre of the Palestinian people. And it had, they talk about, you know, 20,000 people have died. They were saying that a month ago, and they're killing hundreds of people every day, you know, with bombing. They're basically virtually carpet bombing the Gaza Strip, men, women, and children, you know, in enclosed prison camp. And this is like open insanity in the collective consciousness. This has been from before Christmas now in through the first of the year. And talk about witnessing an injustice. And the whole world is not reacting to stop. They're trying to stop it, but they're not able to stop this. I mean, it's when I say it's out of control, I've been dealing with this, you know, this Zionist insanity, political Zionism. And I have an article, a compendium, but that documents what this political Zionism is and how it's just eating the soul of America in exactly the terms that Julian Assange said. It trains our character to be passive and eventually lose all ability to defend ourselves and those we love. So that's a lesson from 2023, quantum shift, quantum quickening. In 2024, we'll see the more of the Aquarian frequency shift. Now, I have a whole website on the Aquarian frequency shift. I provide that hyperlinked in the content of this 2023 review, 2024 preview. And this Aquarian frequency shift will culture the currency of conscience with an economics of abundance based on a high standard of universal love for global telecommunication and global telecare healing, holistic healing. This is the alpha and omega of global holistic healing, is telecom and telecare, emphasizing the TLC, universal love, as a higher standard. Again, new standards create new industry. We're talking about new standards, universal law, language standards for mass-to-mass, interactive, telecommunication and global holistic healing, global telecare. So the Aquarian Age, as I mentioned, I think in an earlier newsletter, the Aquarian Age will become widely known as the Quantum Age. The Quantum Age, at least for those of scientific mind who are familiar with quantum science, which is hot linked, quantum healing, which is hot linked, and quantum reality, which is hot linked. It's again an article, full articles on quantum science, quantum healing, quantum reality. And this is, again, the higher frequencies of the Aquarian frequency shift, which is, again, an article. And these higher frequencies are resonating in each one's brain field, brain holodeck, quantum mentation field. There's a hot link, to go to that article on the understanding the brain holodeck from upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain, like 3D, a frame of reference for 4D here and now that takes us right into 5D, quantum quickening conscience, the quantum mentation field. And this will naturally transcend what I refer to as DUH, dense, unconscious, and heartless, which is a real problem. Because the lamestream media has been programming duh. So again, to keep us stupid, as I mentioned earlier. And the lamestream media, like I say, it's censoring intelligent people so they don't insult stupid people. And then, so it's creating the problem with it, which creating, again, this is the economics of scarcity that conceals wastes and destroys abundance, you know, abundant consciousness, to maintain the scarcity consciousness that keeps prices, profit, and control high. So this is all transcending, transforming with the Aquarian frequency shift to a whole new paradigm of abundance, economics of abundance rather than economics of scarcity. I mean, there never was a greater oxymoron than the than scarcity economics, the value of scarcity. I mean, the value of scarcity. How nuts is that? That's our economic system, folks. Anyway, moving on, Cahil Gibran has a quote which I just love. He says that Jesus was not, this is a quote from Cahil Gibran, Jesus was not sent here to teach the people to build magnificent churches and temples amidst the cold, wretched huts and dismal hovels. He came to make the human heart a temple and the soul an altar and the mind a priest. I love that quote by Cahil Gibran. So I've got a little snippet here. This could be in my Christos quips on heart coherent, mind congruence, and how your health is your greatest wealth. And the future of public health, you know, free online holistic self-care, will result in global healing. So fill up your love tank with the spirit that matters. And there's an infographic here that says, quote, when we surrender to our inner source, we discover it is stronger than any external force we can imagine. So with that little inspirational tidbit, so that we can all become aligned with, tuned with source, the source field, all that is real, gathering of the tribes of Israel in source connection. This is kind of a keynote to and for understanding that to be resourceful, thus takes on higher meaning mentally, with the constitution of first principles of source. For self-governing, self-correction of a self-elevation, evolutionary ascension nature. And physically, with nature's most perfect, you know, most powerful superfood for cellular rejuvenation, natural immunity, and vital force for life extension. Now, I have a link on this nature's most powerful superfood. You know, this, the Swedish pollen extract, royal jelly extract, and how it is nature's most potent superfood. The miracle story there is at that link, just as mentally regarding the constitution of first principles and that I referenced earlier, there's a link on these first principles for, you know, cosmic law language for evolutionary ascension. There's a link on that. And there's an extended poem I have on evolutionary ascent that you can go to if you're interested. And then spiritually, I've talked about mentally, physically, and spiritually, resourceful. Being resourceful takes on the meaning, greater meaning with a spirit of joy as a higher frequency than even heart-coherent loving kindness, because joy includes the power of love in action, the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit is love in action. And the higher the concept of love, again, cosmic universal law language, law of the angels, language of the angels, love. The higher the concept, the greater the result. So enjoy the joy. And again, I mentioned this quote by Abraham, which I used earlier because it's a real keynote here. And that is that I like knowing that my job is joy. And that when I find joy in each and every moment, I also find freedom and abundance. Because joy and freedom and abundance are all the same vibration. So now before I go into the 2024 preview, thought form process of the year, I meant to give earlier a little bit of the more of the cosmic weather today. One of the things that's going on as the show is going on live is, I think this is fascinating. We're looking at an arrow yod, it's called, you know, the finger of God, with Neptune and Pluto are in a sextile, very, very tight sextile, and they're both in conjunct in a finger of God, yod pattern with the moon in Leo. So there's a very focused energy that's basically the power of deep love with, again, Pluto in Capricorn, sextile Neptune in Pisces, which is, there's like a very deep mystical cosmic love. Uranus and Pisces is the most, it's like the deepest mystical sign, planet Neptune in the deepest mystical sign, Pisces, trine or sextile, which is a harmonic blending of the energies of Pluto and Capricorn, which is cosmic law, universal law. And they're both, so it's like the power of love, both pointing to finger of God, pointing, you know, this yod pointing to the moon in Leo, which is social conscience. You know, it's fire. And Leo, which is a social, more of a social sign, a social fire. So you've got the reflective energy of the emotional body of collective humanity being focused, like the lens of this focus is the power of love. Pluto, Neptune, in Pisces. So you've got this lens of love focusing social conscience in our social networks. This is the Great Awakening. This is the thematic key that I'm trying to been, you know, keying into during the show. So I was referencing these energies before going into the thought form process of the year, which is radical forgiveness, you know, love, universal law, language, love is forgiving. So it's a can do if you want to. We're talking about how to release the past, you know, bless and release. Release the past, embrace the future, you know, release the victim dictum of the past, embrace the victory virtues of the future. So see yourself getting better at knowing that you are inadvertently growing in discernment that is showing your soulful self as glowing with cosmic universal love, bestowing divine direction. Now, that is, you know, release the past, and then so you can embrace the future. You know, clear the record, clear the SIN stuck in negativity to embrace the future, victory virtues. Because in the larger scheme of conscious evolution, telecom unity is defining the revolution. Relations of relevance and ultimate reverence will thin the veil, or by default mean severance. Conscious evolution is the name of the game. The process is the product, an upright flame, burning up dark records that stain your name. Wising up for rising up is one and the same. This is an excerpt from the poem Evolutionary Ascension, which is a long, extended poem that has been the keynote for the 2020s, the 10 years from 2020 to 2030, the 2020s. This is Evolutionary Ascension is the meme or theme, you know, of the decade. So we're talking about our Aquarian quantum future and education of the heart. Now, education of the heart, you know, there's no smart without heart. And so understanding the heart, the mysterious human heart, education of the heart, that's the whole point of this, the article link I provided on education of the heart, and a video that follows by the Reese Report. Brilliant video. It's only about, 4 minutes long, 5 minutes long, just a few minutes, but it's brilliant. The Mysterious Human Heart. I should have added how many minutes that is, because it's not a long video. It's a short video, but it's brilliant. And I highly recommend that. It goes into an understanding of Rudolf Steiner, Waldorf schools, and mysteries of the heart and the vortex principles, the energy vortex principles that actually beats the heart. It's an understanding that is brilliant. It's like one of the keynotes of the year is this understanding of, take heart. Take heart, take with understanding of how joy, again, beats the heart. The heart is a higher frequencies actually create the torsion fields, the quantum fields that actually pump the blood corresponds to frequencies that are explained in this short video, Mysteries of the Heart Unveiled. So again, in the show notes, there'll be these three articles I've had since the last, over the 2 weeks, these three newsletters, from the Christmas Solstice newsletter into the present one published this morning. So, understanding the education of the heart, the language of the heart, Mystery of the Heart Unveiled. I'm following this with an understanding of geometric ordered divinity, G-O-D, geometric ordered divinity. God is love. And L in love is the law of light and love, or if misqualified, L is lockstep, left brain, linear, letter of the law. Linear, lockstep, left brain, letter of the law that is compartmentalized. Or, when it's misqualified, it's compartmentalized. It's not in balance with spherical right brain consciousness. It's disconnected from the spherical, nonlinear spirit of the law with intuitive knowing, right brain dominance, unless misqualified by linear left brain strength in excess. In other words, the L-O-V-E in geometric thought forms, the linear L, the nonlinear circle O, the V like thesis, antithesis, synthesis, is the co-creation, synergy in the Trinity. The L-O-V Trinity, the power, wisdom, love Trinity, the blue, yellow, and pink threefold flame Trinity. So there's when in balance, there's a synergy in the Trinity for the body, mind, spirit, whole that is greater than the sum of the parts. And we're talking about the sum as the three in one, the throne of God. This is the three in one, the threefold flame, the three in one throne, three in one throne of God. And the E, if you're looking down on the square with the cross and the circle in the middle representing the capstone, like looking down on the pyramid of self and civilization, the E symbolizes that. It's the overview of the, quote, pyramid, fire in the middle, is what pyramid stands for, with four sides, four trinities rising to the capstone, C-A-P stone, creative ascent process, C-A-P, creative ascent process, and all four quadrants of self-elevation for salvation of global civilization. As in a self-fulfilling prophecy, the assembling the components to the capstone, the creative ascent process. So, we're talking about transformation from 2023 tragedy to 2024 Q2 triumph, quantum quickening. And I love the quote by Lao Tzu. He says, if you want to awaken all of humanity, then awaken all of yourself. If you want to eliminate the suffering in the world, then eliminate all that is dark and negative in your world, in yourself. Truly, the greatest gift you have to give is your own self-transformation. So as we make our New Year's resolutions, folks, be it resolved that we commit to more light and love, easier and faster. So let us celebrate the light in one another. And I finish up with this review preview with a message from the Master, radiating peace, a dispensation to amplify our meditation emanations. And that's pretty much summing it up for the year, folks. Hopefully you have heard something today that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating through the 2020s. So keep the faith, see the good, and make it so. Dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.